Joe Ostrowski, host of BetQL Daily on the BetQL Network.
That's a lot of value on a very talented team.
Getting you ready for your wagertainment weekend.
These underdogs are just hitting at an insane rate.
Joe Ostrowski.
Oh, yeah, he's got a lot of Herbert Hoover in him.
With Bernstein and Harris. On the score.
Joe Ostrowski is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4 Seasons. He's with us on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today. He is the host of BetQL Daily and BetMGM Game Day. And twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score is where you can see him. Joe, oh, how are you?
Good. I'm curious what Layla's doing. She's the smart one. She was hammering the under last week. She was telling everybody, you've got to go under. That thing was like good to go in the first half of the game. Let's do a segment.
I'm getting
Layla's
applause for this.
Sports betting. Yes.
Guys, we want points. You want points to be scored in games. The under last week was one of the lowest in the NFL this season, set at 40. It's not good that it happened. It's only good that we profited and met some friends along the way. I'm not confident this week either, Joe. Back to you.
Oh, man. Well, somebody is. Because midweek, when the limits opened up, meaning the sports books say on Wednesdays usually, okay, we'll take bigger bets now. We'll take bigger bets. Once they did that, they started to bet the Bears.
That was fighting words here at the Broadstop. Is that why 6.5 became 5.5?
Exactly why. Exactly why. It was going between 5 and 5.5, but right now on Friday, it is 5.5 just about everywhere. That's it. This line is so interesting because a point spread is made on every game before the season starts. And before the year started, the Bears were actually favored in this game. It was Bears -1. And then you go to last week. Remember, Green Bay didn't play. It was only the Bears. Before the Bears-Patriots game, it was Green Bay -2.5. Just off of the result of the Bears, think of that movement. It moved 4 points. Not off injury. Just based on how bad that they ended up playing. But, obviously some Bears money did come in. I will say I think part of that is because anytime there is change, coaching changes, that is bet on. It was bet on last week with the Saints interim coach. They bet on the Jets when they fired Saleh earlier this year. They bet on the Bills last year when they made the change at OC. They bet on the Browns earlier this year when they gave the play-calling duties to Dorsey, taking them away from Stefanski or whoever decided to make that change. They do bet on the change. They bet on a one-week bump. So I'm sure that's what much of the reasoning for those bets was.
Joe, I'm more concerned about the run game for both teams, knowing that we wanted to see the Bears run against poor run defenses. That didn't happen enough. Packers don't give up that many yards a game. And a friend asked me for some advice, and given the Bears' run defense, I said, take the over with Josh Jacobs. It was 95.
Yeah. If for rushing yards, what is the number at?
He gave me was 95, and I felt like that over can hit. Or I'm sorry, 75. But I feel like he could get 95, actually, and that would still...
75 is all it is for Josh Jacobs?
Yeah, he said Josh Jacobs over 75 yards rushing. I'm like, yeah, he got over 90 last game. That's where I got the 90 from. And I said the Bears are gashed in run defense. I feel like that's still a good bet, unfortunately.
It's 70.5 now. So that seems like a very low number. Depending how you think it's going to go, if they're playing from out in front, you would expect Josh Jacobs to get a lot of carries. That number is at 16.5, and he should be able to be just fine. It's 70.5. So, I would think that one certainly makes sense.
There are some other games in the NFL this week that are worthy of hype. All of these Pittsburgh and Baltimore games have been tremendous, and then we've got our Kansas City and Buffalo showdown. With Buffalo, actually, the last I saw, they were favored, and I don't think anybody is surprised.
Yeah, not too much. Buffalo, the home team, so they're basically saying that these teams are just about even on a neutral field. When we watch the Chiefs every week, and it happened again last week, how do they keep doing it? They barely survived against Denver, but they keep on winning, sitting 9-0. So we're in one of these rare opportunities. You've got Patrick Mahomes as an underdog. That has happened 14 times. Patrick Mahomes has not covered the spread once in those 14 games when he's been an underdog. He's 11-3 straight up, 12-1-1 against the spread. So a lot of people are just blindly betting that and saying, hey, that's a good look. I'm just going to bet on Mahomes until I stop cashing on those wagers. The injuries, big for the Buffalo Bills. Kincaid has not been practicing this week, their tight end. And that's massive because Kansas City is the worst at defending that position in the NFL. Keon Coleman is out. We don't know about Amari Cooper. So that news is going to be big. And then Butker yesterday, we find out he goes on IR out of nowhere.
Aww.
That was hilarious.
Really?
But he's won so many games for them with big kicks at the end. Yeah, the internet was all over that.
He can have some time be barefoot in the kitchen and bake a cake.
Yes. There were a lot of reactions. What if Butker's doctor is a female? how is he going to respond?
Oh no!
Is it his mother though?
What if he needs surgery and the surgeon is an overpromoted, undeserving woman? Whatever will he do?
Yes, I, for one, enjoy living the lie, and I would like to continue my work day by asking you about Baltimore and Pittsburgh.
Yes, that one. The point spread is 3. Some places you can find 3.5. Maybe that's surprising to some because of how the Ravens looked against the Bengals and just what Lamar has done this season. But in this matchup, just take the underdog. In the last 20 years, when the underdog is getting 3 points or more, they cover 85% of the time. They're typically low-scoring games, even though this is a high total. Since the offenses are looking good and the Ravens' pass defense is just horrendous. But it always ends up being a one-possession game. So Steelers and the points, that's what I'm thinking there.
Do you think Northwestern can cover the spread against Ohio State?
Good Lord. They needed overtime for Purdue.
Purdue has not had a good year.
Purdue's awful. Awful. They're one of the worst teams in the country. So, I'm not lining up for that one. It's been a bad few weeks, getting smoked by Iowa and Wisconsin as well. And on the Ohio State side, maybe if you're hoping that they can cover the 28.5 or whatever the number is right now, is maybe Ohio State is looking ahead to next week, because that's what the college football world is talking about, that game next week, Indiana and Ohio State. Indiana needs to win if they want to make the playoff. They're sitting 10-0 in the season. That number's 10.5. You could already bet into that game. That's what everybody's waiting on. And of course, Travis Hunter conversation. He's the favorite now. It's taken a while, but he's the favorite to win the Heisman. The chatter being with 3 games left, if they can win one, because that was the reason a lot of people were saying they wouldn't vote for Travis Hunter. Well, he's on a bad team. They're not going to have a great record. They already have 7 wins in pocket with 3 games left. So, yeah, certainly in college,
so
that's what people are
saying. Genty's second, though, right?
Genty, no, Gabriel's been second, I believe.
Gabriel's second. Wow.
Yeah, Gabriel's second, undefeated team, in the arguably the best conference. Arguably, with the SEC.
It's not a great Heisman race. It isn't. And I can tell you, as a voter, I can't tell you which way I'm leaning, but just this has not been a compelling Heisman season.
Is it because you don't have a quarterback battle at the top?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe. And my expectations were that Jalen Milrow would be much more involved and dynamic. I don't know. Not having him as part of the discussion has kind of changed things.
I thought there would be a move on Jackson Dart when they pulled off the upset of Georgia last week. And if you look at his numbers, pretty much all the metrics, he's in top 3 with every quarterback stat. But really, no move on Jackson Dart. He's 20-1. And yes, Genty's third. It seems to be a 3-player race. Hunter, Gabriel, Genty, and then there's a bit of a drop-off to Cam Ward.
Any interesting betting props for the Tyson and Paul fight tonight?
It's actually unbelievable. If you talk to the odds makers, the amount of money that they're getting on this is crazy.
Why?
And some people
why
is that?
That's Mike.
I mean, I believe it.
Yeah. Is it what people want to see? Because I'll tell you what they're betting right now. People are betting on Tyson. Nonstop. They just can't stop betting on Tyson. And you have to remember that the rules are different. It's 8 rounds. it's 2 minutes instead of three, and they have the bigger gloves. But Paul is the favorite, minus 190 at BetMGM. That number keeps coming down because they keep on betting Tyson. The favorite is getting only 15% of the tickets. And a lot of the odds makers will tell you, like, yep, we can't stop the action on Tyson. It is unbelievable. We cannot stop it nonstop. But when they get the six-figure bets, they're on Paul.
Wait, did you say bigger gloves?
Yes, which means a knockout is less likely.
So like yeah. like a throw pillow, like
lame.
Something you put on a couch.
Like, it's like, yeah. Do you remember the inflatable ones we had? What do they call them? Boppers? Like, remember when we were kids?
We used to like tie pillows to
no.
You bought them.
They were inflatable. Like, they looked like gumdrops. There were two blue ones and there were two red ones, and you blew them up just like a floaty device, and you'd stick your hand in them, and then you'd punch each other with them until you got bored.
That sounds awesome, actually.
It was kind of awesome. What were they called? Like, they're like a
Sock'em boppers.
Rock'em. It wasn't Rock'em Sock'em. That was the robots. It was like Socko Boppers or something.
So we would also just like unzip the toss pillow cover, and then you put your hand inside it. Go at people.
Yeah, Shane says it's Sock'em Boppers. I think that's what it was.
Yeah, Nate on Twitch is also saying that.
That's so lame that they're using pillow gloves.
Is this just people nostalgic because they couldn't bet on Tyson when he was active?
Back in the day? Yeah.
Right.
I know.
This is a new generation.
Is it going to be like Mayweather, McGregor, where there's all this hype and it's really not that close? I'm not sure that it's that. It's just, what do you expect to happen? I'll tell you the three most popular bets at BetMGM. Number one, Mike Tyson by knockout or DQ, plus 250. Number two most popular bet, Mike Tyson on points. Number three, Mike Tyson to win in round one at 14-1.
Points a second?
Yes. Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, because they were using pillows.
Yeah. Well, that's why people are betting the over on the rounds, over five and a half rounds.
Stupid.
Is it going to be a glorified actually?
Sparring? Oh, I'm staying
out
there for this
garbage. Fight with feathers. This is ridiculous. All right, Joe Ostrowski, thank you, sir. Much appreciated.
Bye, guys.
This segment brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. When we return, it is high noon. I'm not going to bring you down, but there were two passings in the past week that I have been meaning to mention and to say nice things about some people you should know who are no longer with us.
Oh, yeah? Well, I have a guy who faked his death, and he's alive.
Death, death, death. That's coming next if you keep it here on the score.
Beep.